AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. The doors are opening right now at a lot of big-name stores on the East Coast. Some people are moving their Thanksgiving meal plans to do some shopping. This woman was in line at a Best Buy store near Washington, D.C.
I'm perfectly okay. My grandchildren live in Florida, so if I get the TV, I'll be taking it with me when I go for Christmas.
Retail analyst Rod Side says shoppers will see some big discounts.
Retailers are having to be more aggressive to get folks through the door, especially over the holiday weekend. And so as a result, I think we're going to see the promotional period continue to go up and the offers as well.
Thanksgiving shopping is relatively new. In New York, the tradition continues. There were more police in sight following the attacks in Paris for the Macy's Thanksgiving Day parade, but that didn't seem to have an impact on the parade experience.
Love the music, love the bands.
And what are you with?
And thankful that we're all here and safe and having a good time.
More than 2,500 officers watched over the parade in New York. There was a holiday lockdown at the White House. A man draped in an American flag climbed over the fence. There's a report the man was immediately apprehended. It happened as the first family was celebrating Thanksgiving. The county coroner in Columbus, Ohio, says the Ohio State student who jumped into a lake on campus probably died of a broken neck. The jump was part of an annual event before Ohio State's football game with Michigan this weekend. More details are emerging out of Chicago about Laquan McDonald. He's the 17-year-old shot and killed by police last year.
He was a ward of the state for some time. He was put back in the homes of his mother and various relatives. It was a very difficult, impoverished life.
The AP's Don Babwin reports McDonald was a ward of the state when he died. Chicago police officer Jason Van Dyke was charged with first-degree murder this week. This is AP Radio News. One final today in the NFL, the Detroit Lions pounded the Philadelphia Eagles 45-14. Dallas Cowboys, they are playing the unbeaten Carolina Panthers. It is 10-3 Carolina. Tonight at Lambeau Field in Green Bay, it's the Packers and the Bears. Green Bay coach Mike McCarthy says they can't take this team lightly.
I think the Bears have really improved. You just see the efficiency has gone up in all three phases. So I think the video is definitely better than the statistics. So this is a much improved football team.
The Packers beat the Bears on opening day. Americans are celebrating Thanksgiving today in Paris.
Definitely different, a lot more to be thankful about. And I guess people were coming together this Thanksgiving, I guess you'd say.
Nathan Roberts studies at American University in Paris. He says it is a very difficult situation this holidays after the deadly attacks in the city almost 2 weeks ago. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.